Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Over 50 farmers sign up for Diaspora Funding Initiative. Stay with us to find out more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Your generosity knows no bounds. When we needed help, you were always around.
The support and the grants where you give we, it build road, our school and train we,
and now we're doing much better, yeah.
Life is sweet, if it true, with the EU.
Just over 50 farmers have registered for grant funding support from the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force JDAT Investor Circle. Applications opened for the Micro Farming Enterprise Social Impact Fund on Saturday, August 4 at the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show in Clarendon.
We've gotten a lot of people just walking in, hearing about it. Many people took applications so they can go home and get themselves organized around what they need to do and how much they need support for.
Chairperson of JDAT, Kimone Gooden. Ms. Gooden says the objective of the initiative is to provide funding to small farmers to assist them in growing their operations. The JDAT Investor Circle consists of persons within the diaspora who pool their resources to provide the grants to beneficiaries.
Of all the applications that come in, let's say we have 50 or 60, 10 of them are viable and it doesn't use the fund. We'll continue reviewing applications so we use the entire fund. Or let's say all 50 of them are viable and we use it right away. Then anything that comes in will roll over into the next fund cycle, which is in 3 months. So every 3 months we'll open up a new cycle.
The grants will be given based on the merit of the application.
We'll pick the projects that seem the most viable and then we'll actually have a phone interview with the farmers. And from that, we'll actually visit the farms to see, get an idea of the kind of projects that they're trying to implement. And our commitment is to fund all of the winning projects within 30 days.
The first installment will be paid to start the requested project, while the final installment will be paid after a progress review. The following information will be required when signing up: the crops produced on your farm, the location of the farm, the number of acres, the number of years the farm has been in operation, the amount of money you are requesting, and what the money will be used for. Farmers may apply online at jdat.callingalljamaicans.org or request a copy of the application form by sending an email to jdat@callingalljamaicans.org. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Step like Puspa at brick. Translation: step like a cat walking on hot bricks. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Don't make diseases spread. Wash your hands with soap and water instead. Wash them regular or use a hand sanitizer. Make sure the germs them dead. Touching your eyes or your mouth or your nose. Wash your hands before you do things like those. After you use the bathroom before preparing food, come on, wash your hand them clean. Cause it's so easy for germs multiply. You better wash your hands, it can save your own life. Wash your hand them clean, no bother spreading a disease, no. Hand washing is key.
Parents, are you ready for back to school? Wondering what to expect for your child this academic year? Well, here's your opportunity to get informed. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information invites you to the Region 1 and 2 Parent Sensitization Session, Thursday, August 16 at the Calm Speed Auditorium, Merlegrove High School in St. Andrew at 4 p.m. Get answers about the no tuition fee policy, PEP, the National Standards Curriculum, and so much more. Hear how you can contribute to education and school development. That's the Parent Sensitization Session at the Calm Speed Auditorium, Merlegrove High at 4 p.m. on August 16. See you there.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is to walk in a haughty manner. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuey James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.